Each ingredient's culinary musing. Number 23. Note. Bread and butter. I grew up eating bread and butter. From these accessible ingredients came my first venture in trying to make it taste really good. This venture was cinnamon toast. Bread, spongy white. Butter, semi-soft. Cinnamon, ground. Sugar, refined. Cinnamon toast was great because this delectable could be eaten as breakfast with maple syrup, or as an afternoon snack accompanied with an aid-like drink or flavored milk. Cinnamon toast could even be eaten as a dessert just by adding a fruit cocktail sea-whipped topping. But I digress. Bread and butter, B&B, is so versatile. For lunch, melt a few orange slices of hydrogenated oil between two bronzed B&B slices, and you have the most gooey grilled cheese sandwich any steaming bowl of scarlet sodium soup would welcome for a plunge. One should note that for the best results, the sandwich should be cut diagonally in half, thus creating two perfect isosceles. For dinner, B&B can replace any supper starch, especially when the meal consists of broiled meat and boiled veggies. I enjoy recalling youth past to resemble time-of-life foodstuff listings, the honored base from which to compose various homemade spreads. For your convenience, this audio is also available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending a friend an email or giving them a phone call regarding preparation nuances. Thanks for taking the time to visit eatingredients.com. Eat, eat, eat ingredients, so try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2006 by Edward K. Brown II. All rights reserved.